bestows his full glance, then this world will not retain the material nature. The material nature has some purpose. So,
therefore, the arrangement is there that the Lord just bestows some sidelong glance to the material, to this, to us, and that's just the sidelong glance of the Lord is good enough to deliver all the fortunate souls. Now, the Lord is merciful, but Srimati Radharani, she's even more merciful. So there is no way of knowing how much mercy she can bestow just by a sidelong glance. She, her glance is always fixed on Krishna. You know the incidents? When Radharani was born, everyone thought that she was blind. And naturally everyone felt very sad. Such a beautiful child, but she was blind. But then one day, Mother Yashoda came to the house of King Vrishabhanu. And Radharani's mother, Kirtida and Yashoda, were talking. Then Krishna just playfully went crawling to the cradle of Radharani and just climbed onto the cradle and looked inside. And then Radharani's eyes opened up. She wouldn't see anyone but Krishna. Until she got to see Krishna, she wouldn't see anything. She wouldn't see anyone. So generally her glance is fixed on Sri Krishna. But if she just glances from the side of her eyes upon us, then our life will become successful. Now you know who composed this prayer? Whose prayer is this? This is the prayer of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is begging for Radharani's mercy. Sometimes people may think this Hare Krishna devotee is like too much. They think they have such high esteem about Radha Krishna because they worship Radha Krishna. They think that Radha Krishna is the supreme. But the reality is Radha Krishna are supreme. Lord Shiva is an expansion of Krishna. He is a gunavatar of Krishna. Shiram yatha dadhi vikara vishesha yogat. Just as milk turns into yogurt, similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in order to accomplish a very special mission, transforms himself into Lord Shiva. So he is an expansion of Vishnu, Lord Shiva. So, in one hand there is no difference between Vishnu and Shiva. But then there is a difference also, just as there is no difference from one point of view, there is no difference between milk and yogurt. But then again, there is a difference. Like milk can become yogurt, but yogurt cannot become milk. Shiva Tattva therefore is different from Vishnu Tattva. Transformation of Vishnu, but there is a difference. Like other tattvas of Swamsa expansions are all Vishnu Tattva. Ram, Nrisimha, Varaha, Kurma, Narayan, Vishnu, Narsingh, they all are Vishnu tattvas. But Shiva is a different tattva himself. Like milk became yogurt, transformed into Shiva. It's the milk that transformed into yogurt. But still there is a difference between milk and yogurt. So did Shivash come? Just call him. So this is how we have to understand, and these are not ISKCON's conclusion. These are the conclusions of the scriptures. We are not concocting something to promote our ideas. All that we are following has been substantiated by the scriptural evidences. And Shiva, Lord Shiva, what to speak of Lord Shiva? Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan is so special, so rare, that even Lakshmi Devi doesn't have access to those pastimes. In order to have access to these pastimes, Lakshmi Devi had to have some very special favor. Like Lakshmi Devi told Narayan, "I want to see your Vrindavan pastimes." Narayan said, "Okay, then just submit yourself to some gopi of Vrindavan, and that is how you become qualified to enter into Braja Leela." So Lakshmi Devi said, "How can I submit myself to somebody else? I am Lakshmi. It's not possible for me to be subservient to somebody else." Then Narayan said, "Then you can't enter into the universe." So Lakshmi Devi performed great austerities. And as a result of that, Krishna appeared to him and asked Lakshmi, "What happened? Why are you performing such austerities?" Lakshmi said, "I want to see your Vrindavan pastimes. I want to see your Rasa dance." Then Krishna carried Lakshmi in his chest as Sri Vatsa. So we can see that Vrindavan is so special, Vrindavan is so rare, that even from Vaikuntha one cannot have access to Vrindavan. The residents of Vrindavan, residents of Vaikuntha cannot have access to Vrindavan, all the way up to Lakshmi Devi. Even Lakshmi Devi, she can, but she has to have a very, very special arrangement for that. Like the Lord had to carry her on his chest. Similarly, Lord Shiva also did not have direct access to Vrindavan. So he had to enter into Braja Leela of the Lord, or have access to Braja Leela of the Lord as Gopeshwar Shiva. So these are the very special informations from the scriptures establishing the unique aspect of Krishna's Braja Leela. And so Lord Shiva is actually begging for Radharani's sidelong merciful glance. And he is singing, "Munindra Vrinda Bandite Triloko Shoko Harini Prasanna Vastra Pankaje Nikunja Bhuvilasini Brajendra Bhanu Nandini Brajendra Sunu Sangate Kada Karishya Shihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Kada Karishya Shihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam." Kada means when. Karishya Shiha means will you make me. Will you do. Mam means me. When will you make me Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Kripa Kataksha, as we discussed before, the merciful sidelong glance. And Bhajanam means an object. When will you make me the object of your merciful sidelong glance? Kada Kurishashi Hamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Munindra Vrinda Vandite. That personality, that is Srimati Radharani, is worshipped and glorified by Munindra Vrinda, the best of the sages, the best of the saintly personalities. Triloko Shoko Harini. She takes away the miseries, shoka, of three loka, three worlds. She takes away, she removes the sufferings of the three worlds. Prasanna Bhaktra Pankaje Nikunja Bhu Bilashini. Prasanna Bhaktra Pankaje. Bhaktra means face. And Prasanna means? Prasanna means very charming and joyful. Blossoming lotus. Prasanna Bhakta Pankaje means lotus. Nikunja Bhu Bilashini. The Nikunja means the forest garden. Like Vrindavan is not a forest. Vrindavan actually, in Vrindavan there are groves made of bowers of blossoming, flowering creepers. So they are called Nikunja. So she resides in the Nikunja Bhuvilashini. Brajendra Bhanu Nandini. She is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. And Brajendra Sunu Sangati. She is the companion of the Prince of Braja. When will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Ashoka Vriksha Vallari Bitana Mandapasthite Prabala Bala Pallava Prabharu Nanghri Komale Barabhaya Sphurat Kare Prabhuta Sampadalaye Kada Kurishashi Hamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. O Goddess, staying in a vine cottage by an Ashoka tree. Anyway, I'll just read it in a different way. Ashoka Vriksha Ballari Bitana Mandapasthite. Ashoka Vriksha, Ashoka is a kind of very beautiful tree. Vriksha Ballari in the vine cottage of Ashoka trees, she resides in the vine cottage by an Ashoka tree. And Bitana Mandapasthite Prabala Bala Pallava Prabharu Nanghri Komale. Her delicate feet are as splendid as red blossoms. Coral Prabala Bala, tender and soft and reddish like coral. That is how tender is her Angri Komali. Soft and tender is her feet. Barabhayas Furat Kare. Her hands grant the fearlessness. Barabhaya. And Prabhuta Sampadalaye. And those hands are also the reservoir of transcendental opulence. When will she cast her merciful sidelong glance upon me? অনঙ্গ রঙ্গ মঙ্গল প্রসঙ্গ ভঙ্গুর অভ্রুবম সবিভ্রমম সসম্ভ্রমম দৃগন্ত বান পাতনয়ী নিরন্তরং বশীকৃত প্রতীত নন্দ নন্দনী There is a spelling mistake, not pratiti, it will be pratita nanda nandane. Kada kolishya shiho maam kripa kataksha bhajanam. O goddess who playfully shooting the arrow of your glances from the carved bows of your auspicious amorous eyebrows have completely subdued Nanda's son Krishna, When will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Torit Shubarna Champako Pradipta Gaura Vigrahe Mukha Prabha Parasta Koti Sharadendu Mandale Vichitra Chitra Sanchara Chakora Shabolochane Kada Kolisha Shihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Her complexion Torit Shubarna Champako, her Gaura Vigraha, her fair complexion, which actually is compared to the color of molten gold mixed with kumkum. So here it has been saying that her fair complexion has been compared to Torit, means lightning. Subarna Champaka, golden champak flower. Her brilliant golden form is as splendid as golden champak flowers and lightning. His face eclipses Mukha Prabha Parasta Koti Sharadendu Mandale. Not one moon. Indu means moon, and Sharad means Sharad, one very special season, Ritu in India. Although it has been sometimes translated as autumn, but Sharad is not really autumn. In autumn, the leaves fall. But Sharad is the season, all of you are from India, so you know, it is the season that comes after monsoon. And after monsoon, the sky becomes clear of the clouds. Monsoon sheds, showers the rains, and the sky becomes crystal clear, the azure blue. And only some scattered clouds float there, which resemble the cotton wool, like floating cotton wools. The sun rays at that time becomes brilliant, like golden beams. And the water become, the reservoirs of water become, they already became full during monsoon. And during monsoon the water is muddy, but now all the mud settles down and the water becomes crystal clear. In Srimad Bhagavatam there is a beautiful description of Sharad before Krishna performed his rasa dance. And there are two descriptions. One is of monsoon, Varsha, and then after Varsha came Sharad. So that is the Sharad. During the Sharad season, the moon becomes extremely beautiful. There is no cloud in the sky. The sky is clear. The atmosphere after the rain becomes absolutely clear. There is no dust in the atmosphere. And at that time the full moon just shines brilliantly. And now here, they are not describing about one Sharad moon. Sharadendu Mandali, many, many moons of Sharad. And her Mukha Prabha Parasto Koti Sharadendu Mandali. Her Mukha Prabha, the brilliance of her face, is defeating the beauty of billions of Sharad moon, autumn moon. Bichitra chitra sancharo chakoro shabolo chane. Her eyes are wonderful, like restless young chakora birds. Chakora birds is very famous for her movement. It moves in very beautiful movement, like springs. It doesn't walk; it just springs. That's just to give an idea. It's a very beautiful movement this chakora bird has. And her eyes are restless like the movement of a chakora bird. Vichitra chitra sansara chakora shava lochane kada kurishyasi hama kripa kataksha bhajanam. When will you make me an object of your merciful sidelong glance? This had many more stanzas, but I just selected only four. There are 23 verses in that. So should we sing this? Should I come close? And where is the other mridanga player? Come close.
Oh, Provide the power of the Lord. Oh. Thank you. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Gaur Premanande Srila Prabhupada Ki. Once again I read these verses. Munindra Vrinda Vandite Triloko Shoko Harini Prasanna Bhaktra Pankaje Nikunja Bhu Bilashini Brajendra Bhanu Nandini Brajendra Sunu Sangate Kada Korishya Shiho Mam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. The one who is worshipped by the King of Sages, who removes the sufferings of the three worlds, whose face is a blossoming lotus, who enjoys pastimes in the forest, that daughter of King Vrishabhanu, who is the companion of the Braja's prince Krishna, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Ashoka Vriksha Ballari Bitano Mandapasthite Probalo Balo Pallavo Probharunam Vikomale Barabhayas Purat Kare Prabhuta Shampadalai Kada Kodisha Shihaman Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. O Goddess staying in a vine cottage by an Ashoka tree, O Goddess whose delicate feet are as splendid as red blossoms, O Goddess whose hand grants fearlessness, O abode of transcendental opulences, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Ananga ranga mangalo prasanga bhangurabhruvam shabibhramam sasambhramam driganto bana patanai nirantarang boshikrita pratita nanda nandane kada korishya shihamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. O Goddess who playfully shooting the arrows of your glances from the carved bows of your auspicious amorous eyebrows have completely subdued Nanda's son Krishna, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Torit Subarna Champako Pradipta Gaura Vigrahe Mukha Prabha Parasto Koti Sharodendu Mandale Vichitra Chitra Sanchara Chakora Shabolochane Kada Korishya Shihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. O Goddess whose form is as splendid as Champaka flowers, gold and lightning, O Goddess whose face eclipses millions of autumn moons, O Goddess whose eyes are wonderful, restless young Chakura birds, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? This has been translated by Kushakrata Prabhu, who was an American devotee who did not have any Sanskrit education. But on his own he translated these Sanskrit, not only some verses, many Sanskrit, he translated from Sanskrit into English. Unfortunately, he left this planet a couple of years ago, and this is Srila Prabhupada's inconceivable mercy, that which actually shows that how Prabhupada attracted so many brilliant personalities. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna. So, does anybody have any question? Do you have a question? No, okay. Okay, thank you all very much. Yes.
It's not really on the topic of the lecture, but it's just with, on what you just mentioned, yeah? About Sanskrit. When you said that, Maharaj, it reminded me of the instruction that Srila Prabhupada gave you personally about not studying Sanskrit. So how do we reconcile that personal instruction of Srila Prabhupada and the instruction that he also gave about children, our own children having to learn Sanskrit as they grow up, and Kushaprata Prabhu, for example, who went ahead and did all this service by learning Sanskrit?
Yeah, well, different devotees will have different services. Another thing Prabhupada told me at that time was that our business is to go out of our way and learn something. Our business is to serve Krishna with whatever we already learned. So, point is that now that you have come to Krishna consciousness, just be engaged in rendering your service. Don't waste your time trying to learn something separately. That's how I understood it. This way I could see that Prabhupada actually wanted me to preach. He didn't want me to become... He did tell me that our business is not to become a scholar. He said there are so many scholars, so many Sanskrit scholars, but what are they doing? And then amazing thing is that Prabhupada told me that you know Sanskrit. I was a little shocked. Of course I did study Sanskrit a little bit. When I was young I had a private tutor teaching me Sanskrit. But that was very basic. But and then Prabhupada also said, you read my books and you learn Sanskrit. Prabhupada's books have been designed in such a way that if we carefully study Prabhupada's books, we'll learn Sanskrit. And Kushakrata Prabhu is an example. Like, where did he learn? He didn't go to a college to learn Sanskrit. He was just on his own. He just learned it and he translated. It's amazing how he did it. Like, I mean, when I think of it, like, it's an amazing thing. Same thing with Gopi Paramahansa Prabhu. He also didn't go to the university to study Sanskrit. Whereas some other devotees did, like Pradyumna Prabhu went to the university to study Sanskrit, in a way. But Kushakrata and Gopi Paramahansa, just on their own, they learned Sanskrit. It's a very difficult language. They say that Sanskrit, just to learn Sanskrit grammar, it takes 12 years. first 12 years you just learn the Kriyamrita. Anyway, like we, Prabhupada has given different assignments to different devotees, and for children it's different. They are learning, they are going to school. So yes, they can study Sanskrit. But for us, Jaya Sri Sri Gaurinithai Ki, Jaya Sri 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 Karanasthanam, Jai Shri Shri Giridhari Gopal Ki. Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
So, okay, thank you all very much. Right. I had a very beautiful stay here, although I couldn't spend much time. But I had quite a quiet time here. In spite of my hectic schedule, I was telling Swami Krishna Prabhu today, the doctor actually told me to take it easy and not to travel. But anyway, I could handle that actually, the way we are doing it. And in a way, driving can be fun in America. The way we are driving, right? Generally when I drive long distance, I try to start early, carry our breakfast with us, then stop somewhere, have picnic, and then carry on. So that way it becomes fun. What do you say, Chandrasekhar? America, of course, the distances are very big. Whenever I used to travel in Europe, shorter distance, European countries are not that far apart. Like say, for example, from France, Paris to Belgium, it's 3-3.5 hours drive. So if I took a flight, I would end up taking the same amount of time, or maybe even more. It'll be 45 minutes, 1 hour flight, but to go to the airport and then wait in the airport and from the airport. So this way, driving is more convenient. And like in America, East Coast to West Coast, it cannot be possible. It's not be practical, but like Boston, I consider that to drive it would take 3.5 hours and to fly it would take 4.5 hours. So better to drive. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanandi.
Hare Krishna. We are very fortunate to have His Holiness Bhakti Guru Maharaj among us. I really cannot say limits of our
Arjun Maharaj, just like when you are singing, it's just like nectar is flowing, it's a lean, which is lotus mouth and lips. We could hear this in such a purity and such a deep felt sincere gratitude and sincere longing for sidelong glances of Srimati Radharani.